here at IT5 with a special announcement. Mission to Zix is performing live on November 19th at the Southern Scream Film Festival in Lafayette, Louisiana. Buy your tickets now on our events page at missiontozix.space/events. If you're not in transportation range of Lafayette, Louisiana, we understand. Enjoy the show.
The period of civil war has ended. The rebels have defeated the evil galactic monarchy and established the harmonious Federated Alliance. Now, Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his intrepid crew travel the farthest reaches of the galaxy to explore astounding new worlds, discover their heroic destinies, and meet weird bug creatures and stuff. This is Mission to Zix.
Finally did it.
Ambassador Dexeter, if I may say, kudos to a successful mission.
Yeah.
You know what?
Honestly,
we really...
great job. I mean, loved you.
I think they really did, you know? I feel like I was on today.
That is the first time I have been party to a ticker tape parade.
Oh, yeah, right? That was super fun. There was all the confetti.
And they laughed at your joke.
Yeah, the one about the Tellurian and the Flarn.
It was wild.
I'm still working on what the punchline is going to be.
Most importantly, Ambassador Dexeter, we secured mining rights from the Federated Alliance.
Oh, man, yeah, that's true. I really just feel like... I feel like I know what Turkmanikid must feel like all the time. You know? Just like out, going to a planet, telling people like, hey, we're here for you. They're like, yeah! And then we just get on the ship and like, so long, everybody! And they're like, yeah!
I mean, that's all conjecture, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, we don't actually know how successful Turkmanikid is.
Well, he's the most successful ambassador in the Federated Alliance. I imagine his life is like that every day.
Wow.
I mean, have you seen Tiny Toots? Tiny Toots is one of the most formidable ships in the galaxy.
What?
The second most formidable ship... Oh, sorry.
I'm the only person who can say Tiny Toots' name. You realize that, right?
I
don't want to bring back bad memories, okay?
You're right, you're right. I'm so sorry. Listen, Bargie, I didn't mean to stir up any bad memories. I was just trying to compare myself to, like, an ambassador who's really knows what he's doing, which is rare for me.
Ambassador Dexeter, I have an incoming transmission from Junior Missions Operations Manager Nerman Bundeloy.
Hey, Nerm.
Hey. Mining rights. Man, it just feels good, right?
Yeah, feels great.
Yeah, well, Plek, empty your pocket. Show him the paperwork.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, here. We got this treaty that we signed.
Amazing. Yep. Hold it up.
Yep. See?
Wow.
Scanning and digitizing to you now.
Yep. And check this out. The king of the planet, he gave me this little guy as a gift.
Oh.
Excuse me.
It's like a little pet for the ship.
Also, I'm a female.
Oh, I am so sorry. Did I call you a guy earlier?
Yeah, it's okay. It happens to me a lot.
Okay, well, this...
Ambassador Dexeter, that is a whiffle.
Oh, a whiffle?
A whiffle.
Oh, well, great. So, yeah, the king gave us a whiffle.
Dexeter.
What? Who are you talking... Why are you talking like
that? I can hear what you're saying.
Ambassador Dexeter, whiffles reproduce at an exponential rate. Ship could be full of whiffles inside of 20 minutes if there is another whiffle aboard.
No.
Ambassador Dexeter, this is not the way to come off a successful mission.
It was a gift. It was a gift from the king.
No, you don't want me. Oh, no, that's...
No,
hey, listen.
I don't want to be in any trouble.
Listen, Whiffle, what is your name?
Poof.
Your name is Poof?
My name is Poof.
That is very cute, Poof. Listen, Nerman, can we just...
I'm mad at this. Are you flirting with me, or...?
No. Oh. Nerman, can we just keep her for just a little bit?
I'm gonna disconnect, figure this out, okay? That's all I have to say. I've got a couple little nippers of booze. I'm gonna just celebrate this victory, but...
Nippers?
Nippers.
You know, those small bottles of booze.
It looks like you're holding a full bottle.
Well, he's 19 inches.
Yeah, I mean, it's an... It's a Tellurian nipper. It's for me, this will last weeks.
Oh, man.
Figure this out. Poof, nice to meet you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, can I say something right now, right here?
Yeah.
Let me just say this one thing, okay? One thing that Tiny Toots did to me. Again,
okay.
I'm the only one who can say that name, okay? You cannot.
Right.
Do not say that name.
We will not.
After we were, let's just say, quote-unquote, together, I was full of Whipples, okay? They took over every part of my body because those little people, they mate. They mate like crazy. So if I see two, and if I see that two turn to four, I'm going to eject you out of the
Please
ship.
Please stop putting so much pressure on me.
There's no pressure on you to reproduce.
It would actually be our preference if you did
I'm
not.
Just
so.
Taking a little time for myself right now.
Sure, okay.
It just... My mom said it's time for me to leave the nest.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so you're like, you're getting pressure from your parents to like...
Yeah, it's hard at home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Poof, might I ask, how old are you?
400.
That's middle age for a whistler.
Yeah.
So you're 400 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is part of the problem. Whiffles reproduce very fast, but live very long.
Oh.
Can you imagine being single for 400 years?
I bet Plek could, yes.
Yeah, no, I could pretty much... Oh. I'm well on my way.
Oh.
It feels like 400 years, honestly.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, see, Poof gets me, guys.
If I have to go to one more birthday party for their little Whiffles...
Oh, right, yeah. Well,
also... Poof, might I inquire, you're 400 years old, but still live with your parents?
Yeah.
Oh, see if it's true.
I'm just saying.
Rent is so high.
Sure.
Sure. That's a problem galaxy-wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Plek was still living with his parents before he took this job.
Oh my gosh, Plek.
Yeah, I know. They told me I needed to get out.
Yeah.
So I did.
Me too.
Oh, well, see, now we have a lot in common,
wow.
I think, you and me, Poof.
I've never had a connection like this with anybody before. Wow.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, I am glad...
Do you want to get married? I don't know if it's special.
Nah, I don't, I don't know
We're
if I
We're probably soulmates.
Ambassador Dexter.
Oh.
This is an optimal situation. If you enter into an exclusive relationship with Poof, she will decline to mate with another Whiffle should she encounter one.
I don't know. See if she, I feel like... feel weird leading her on.
You could carry it through if you want.
That's not what I meant. I just can't imagine myself being able to, like, be with, like, a ball of fur.
Two organic beings, what's the difference?
Are you serious?
I mean, a little bit.
I'm just saying, like, I don't feel... it feels like a weird thing to act like I want to do. It's nothing personal, Poof. Like, you don't have any eyes or...
Oh, I'm getting the talk.
No. Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
Ambassador Dexter, have a good thing going and you immediately ruin it.
I just don't know if I could ever have a relationship with, like... I mean, Poof is literally a ball of fur, like a featureless ball of fur. I don't think that I could...
Oh, well,
Ambassador Dexter.
You know, you could use some work.
Oh. Poof, it's nothing personal. I just feel like I'm
nothing personal.
I bet you're the... I bet when you were on Rangus 6 and had a dating profile, you were the type of Tellurian that specified that you were only looking for a certain type of species.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
yeah,
I was.
It feels pretty specious in here.
I mean, no, I feel like I've grown a little bit since I left planet, because before I left Rangus 6, I'd only ever met other Tellurians and, like, you know, horses and stuff, but... now...
Oh, right, the horses that you shoot
no,
if they get hurt.
I personally did not shoot them. It's just that on Rangus 6...
You were fine with the idea
yes.
of a horse being shot. Well, you agreed that
yes,
an
I guess
horse
in a grander
useless.
Sense, I was complicit.
Well, I guess I dodged a literal bullet.
No, I didn't. I would never shoot a horse. I just don't know how I would treat a horse with a broken leg.
Speaking of that, does anyone here have a small rash?
Oh.
I have this bald patch here, and it's
yeah.
real scaly
it's a,
under there.
Yeah.
Can you
Very
see that?
Scaly.
It's
yeah.
a little. Yeah,
that
there's a smell.
Maybe
there's,
yeah,
there's a smell.
Maybe
yeah.
don't lift the scales.
Just get really get in there and take a look
oh,
at it.
Wow.
I can confirm that at 30 times magnification, this is a very unsettling case.
Ugh.
Projecting now.
Oh, you didn't need to do that. You didn't need to do that.
Oh, that's what's going on in there.
Wow, honestly, now I'm kind of into it.
Okay.
It makes me want macaroni.
What? What is that? Does anybody hear that?
Yeah, there's something worming its way out of your pocket.
Oh, Fleck.
Oh, I should have told you. They gave me two. I was going to keep one because I just liked having it around.
Dick Sitter, is that a male?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a different color, I assume. I don't know if that's a...
Is it blue?
Yeah, it's blue.
Hey.
Then it's a male Wiffle.
Yeah, that's me. Hey, what's up? My name's Fluff.
Hey, Fluff, this is Poof. Do you guys know each other?
No. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Hey. What's up? Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm fine.
I have gas.
What?
I'm sorry. The moment where two Wiffles would have started.
Already?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Like,
I should eject them, but this is very interesting.
I like your fur.
Thanks. Some of them are plugs.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah, I had to...
Really? I have a bald patch.
Okay. Well, yeah, I tried the spray for a while, and...
Hair growing spray. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I have four of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Females never usually have those. That's repellent.
Yeah, no, yeah. I do.
Hey, C53, can I talk to you for a second?
Of course.
Should we be worried about these two Wiffles?
Absolutely. Let's discuss what might be the most humane way to eject them into space.
Oh, no, we don't need to eject them into space. They're just having
to... We absolutely need to eject them into space. If they start procreating, this ship will be full in 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Allow me to show you an exponential chart of Wiffle growth.
No, I mean, I understand the idea of an exponential curve.
Hey, are we over here whispering about how pleckian these Wiffles are?
What do you mean?
No,
they're
but
so
you raise a good
plecky.
Point.
They're just so awkward, and they keep saying things that just turn each other off.
Oh, yes, they're continually blowing all the goodwill that
they've
just acquired.
Hey, are we all whispering in this corner?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I was going to let them be ejected, but honestly, I don't see anything happening right now.
I know. Yeah. I mean, when he did that total pleck move.
Okay.
And then she countered with an even pleckier
move. I know.
All right, I guess let's just see how it plays out.
Yeah, we shouldn't leave them alone.
Are you with the Tellurian?
Because no,
it sounded
honestly,
like you guys...
we had a thing for a little while, but it didn't really seem to work out.
I mean, that's fine. I've got a very strong male, you know, like a lot of male friends.
Oh, yeah, I have no friends, but I have two parents.
I actually don't have any friends. I was just kind of thought that if I... encountered with male friends, you might think that I was an alpha wiffle of some sort, or...
Hey, C53, Dark, can I talk to you guys for a second?
Yeah.
Guys, listen, you know what? Honestly, I'm a little bit offended by your conviction that these two aren't going to make it together.
Professor Dexter, I will bet you...
I'll bet you my salary.
Let's say a dozen croons that these two will not get together.
I'll bet you the next 2 weeks of my salary...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to try to make it work with these two because I refuse to believe that they're as plecky as you say that they are.
Oh, wow. A plec trying to help two plecks get it together?
Could there be anything pleckier?
I'm rooting for him, okay? I'm rooting for him, and I'm rooting for myself, you know, by proxy
of course.
Around them.
Hey, can I get an honest wager? I'm going to just wager all my gas. Like, for sure, this is not going to happen.
We don't. Please don't
so
bet your gas, Bargie.
So plek, two pleks, meeting in a plek place. Plek times plek.
Oh,
infinity plek.
So, Poof, are you familiar with the Nebula Chronicles?
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? I've been to literally every single signing.
What's your favorite character?
Paunch.
Well, everybody knows that Paunch is actually one of the... No, it's one of the lamest characters. King Zelwan is actually the best character. Anybody
best
with
character.
Half a brain.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just
are you
saying.
Kidding?
No, you're actually
king,
not a real fan if you
everyone?
Think. No,
are
if you think Potch is a real fan, you're actually not a fan.
He's literally the worst character. He's like.
The worst character?
Yeah, he's all ego.
The worst
and he
character.
He has nothing to him. Are you kidding me right now?
Wait.
Honestly, you just seem like every other blue. You know what I mean? Like, every single blue is like, oh, I love the king. I want to be like the king. It's like, bro, get over yourself.
What's wrong with me? I'm just trying to find a hot pink that will take care of me.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait.
Wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Wait, Fluff.
What?
Come on.
What? I just want a hot, shapely, like a, like just a super round pink. Like, she's just like so round. It's
you
just
know what?
So pink.
A lot of ovals are fine. Ovals are fine.
You're
ovals
so
are
oval. You're so oval,
too.
Though.
Don't oval shame.
No, but what I want is like...
Fluff, you are also for a blue.
What?
You are not
very
not
shapely
even...
at all.
What? No, but see, what I want... You're cool and everything, but I want,
yeah.
I want a pink that's like...
Do you...
You know, I want a pink that's like perfectly round, you know? She's like just totally like
that's an
a perfect
ideal. That's
circle.
An unrealistic
but
ideal.
But also she
Fluff.
Like cares for me and like takes care of me.
Honestly, like pinks don't even look like that in real life, you know?
No, but the pinks in the Nebula Chronicles are entirely
they're fictional.
That way.
The pinks Nebula
Chronicles
are
it's based on true
fictional.
Lore. It's based
no.
on true
if
lore.
If you were even a real fan, you would understand that this is all
I
commentary
am a real,
on society.
How dare you? How dare you? You're a fake fan.
Oh,
you're a pink fan. That's not real.
Son of a...
Oh, you're gonna call me son of a glorp?
Yeah.
How typical for a pink. A pinkanista always coming at me.
You know what? I don't need your blue splaining, okay?
All I want is just
and
like a firm, round little pink, but also small somehow.
You know what? You don't look bristly at all like the other blues.
I'm incredibly bristly.
No, you're not. You're downy
I'm
like a little...
I'm not downy. Can I talk to you privately
Absolutely.
Really quickly?
Can Thank I come?
You. No.
Okay.
Okay, now I think it's building to a hate-juck situation.
Oh, no. You're right. We've got to defuse that somehow.
I do not want to lose my salary to play.
I've got 12 croons. I don't even have 12 croons. I just assumed I would win them.
I can help out, guys. I'm in the circle, too. I can make it really cold.
Really cold?
If the temperature is cold, people do not want to juck, regardless of how they feel about it.
Sometimes
each
people juck when it's very cold, just for the sake
of it. It'll bring them closer
warm.
Together.
Take
yeah,
it back. Okay.
No, Barge, we got to think like Plek. Hey, Plek, it doesn't look like it's going so hot over there.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you help them out?
Yeah, thank you. I think I will.
Yeah, poof. Man, you're just
yeah,
getting on me
no,
all
you know
riled
what?
Up.
You
I
know
just...
what? I wouldn't juck you with her flip-flip.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't juck me? I bet
no.
we would juck.
Hey,
no.
guys,
no.
hey,
no.
guys, guys, listen. What? Gotta stop what? Fighting. We gotta stop fighting each other because you're never gonna realize how perfect you are for each other if you keep all this back and forth.
What the chuck? What the chuck are you talking about?
Yeah,
No, we're not. We're just mad at each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not perfect for each other.
No, I mean just because we like all the same stuff.
Yeah.
And like we're
I
both
want,
ovals.
I want a pink that's like.
Round.
I get that.
So I live with my parents.
You both
yes.
live with your parents.
Yeah, we both live with our parents.
So?
It's not a big deal. So what?
It's not a big deal. It's
a
very...
Like a lot of...
How old are you?
I'm 420 years old.
Oh, my. 420.
How old are you?
400.
The perfect pink is like 180, because it's just like...
Oh, for the
right,
love of...
That roundness is...
180-year-old pink is barely even a fully formed whiffle.
Steve, can I talk to you a second? Dar, can I talk to you for a second?
Fine.
Honestly, I'm here, and I'm just going to intrude all
sure,
the time.
No,
yeah
that's
fine.
Totally... That makes
We've
sense.
Accepted that.
Hey, guys, I think it's going pretty well over there with those two. Huh?
What?
I think you...
you
guys should get ready to lose those croons.
What?
Ambassador Dexter, are you still pursuing this?
Yeah,
over the sake of a few croons?
I mean...
Imagine, if you will, having no room aboard the Bargerian Jade for anything but whiffles. And when I say room, I mean the interior of your lungs. You'd be inhaling whiffles.
Well, you know what? It's a matter of principle at this point, okay? Because you guys said that... Two Pleks couldn't make it work together, and I'm gonna be the Plek that comes in and makes it work, okay? Because a Plek can fall in love, okay? A Plek can be happy. So I'm gonna prove you guys wrong, and I'm gonna be right.
I think you will derive small satisfaction from being correct when you are choking on a whiffle that has entered your windpipe.
So what do you even mean when you're talking about blue privilege? Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you even talking about?
I just mean, like, as a blue, you have... things that pinks don't
See,
have
I don't
or
think
purples
that's true.
Have. You know what I mean? It's
I think
just...
if purples, if purples and pinks wanted it, they could get it. You know what I mean? I don't think that...
But see, that's the thing. Like, if you were sitting at the front of a himhor, right? If you were sitting in front of a himhor,
well, I'm at the front
and you're
of
trying
himhor.
To throw a piece of paper at the front wall, right? If you're sitting in the front row, it'd be easier. And if you're sitting in the back row, you just don't realize you're sitting in the front row, not the back row.
You know, I've never thought about it that way, you know? Do you know what I mean?
You know what? I really appreciate you having this honest discourse with me, where you're being open and receptive.
Hey, guys, I just want to butt in here real quick and
what?
Say it's going great.
Are you butting
stop,
in?
No,
I'm sorry.
Stop.
Would you just shut
just
up?
Just go away.
Just go the...
Just
I'm
so,
okay,
away.
I'm sorry. I'm okay, sorry.
I don't even know where we...
Yeah,
I,
so...
Never mind.
No,
I thought we had a moment, but...
Yeah, is that a rash? Because I have a rash.
I already, you know, see, I'm sorry. I'm already, like, seeing another Wiffle. She lives on Cornac.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you
no,
do.
No, but
on
I have a
Cornac.
Picture. No, she lives
Everybody's
on Cornac.
Everybody's got a Wiffle on Cornac.
No, she lives on Cornac, but she's, like, super round and...
right. I'm sure you have a super
She's 200 years
round.
Old. You
what
wouldn't
is
know
her. Name, Fluff?
What's
That's
her name?
3, 2, 1. It's taking too long. Yeah, there's no Wiffle.
Okay, there is no Wiffle. I don't have a pink friend. I don't have a mate.
That's
there's a lot of pressure to be blue, and it's just like...
Can I be honest? I haven't... this is embarrassing. I haven't reproduced before with anybody, so...
Really?
Yeah.
I totally have.
Really?
So much.
Oh, yeah, I guess most Wiffles have. I just haven't.
Yeah, no, I totally filled a sector with all my progeny.
You know,
it's crazy.
Like,
a whole sector?
Yeah.
A whole sector?
That seems that's not possible.
What, like,
you don't have to lie to me if you don't want to.
I've never reproduced. I've never reproduced.
That is all right. Ambassador Dexter has never reproduced either.
I could get that.
He's
vibe
also
about
a
you.
Virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean nothing to be ashamed of.
Get in there and talk about being a virgin. Come on.
Poof and I are both, I would say, ashamed of being virgin.
Yeah. Oh, am I supposed to be? I'm feeling like I'm taking my time and that's fine by me. You know?
Hey, let me give you a little advice, okay?
Okay.
Love isn't real.
What?
It's a fake thing.
Oh, boy.
Created by, I don't know, an old wizard. If I've learned anything from my time with Tiny Toots... It's just, go for it, put your thing into another person's things, have no regrets. At the end of the day, we're all gonna die, right?
Whoa, Parchy, that's an intense philosophy.
Well, I will say that the reference that you made to the Nebula Chronicles earlier was very accurate.
And I'll admit that it was, pretty impressive that you immediately knew about... The king, and also that you
hey,
took the words
can I
right
talk
out of
to
my
you for a second?
Before.
Can I just talk
Absolutely.
To you for a second?
Yeah.
I would like to let you know that this is going pretty well. I think Bargy's little pep talk did some good, and I think I'm going to win this bet.
Ambassador Dexter, are you a dingus? If you win the bet, the ship is full of Wiffles.
Honestly, I just regret saying what I just said. I was just saying because it's natural to me, but now I'm realizing the implications.
All right.
Bargy, we get it. Plek provoked you by bringing up Tiny Toots so many times.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I admit it. I went to the mat on this one just on principle. I take it back. Bet's off. Let's call these guys off, and then we can
Whoa.
Get back to our...
You can't. Oh, no. You can't call it off.
Oh no!
I was lying. Your shape is perfect.
I like this long.
That's great.
Attention, this is Rebel Leader Sisu Gundu with a vital communication. Support for the rebellion against the LAMO Federated Alliance comes from HelloFresh. I used to think, sure, I want fresh ingredients for delicious, balanced dinners delivered to my door for less than $10 a meal, But what if I'm out of town for a week? Well, it turns out you can just pause your HelloFresh account. So when I'm off coordinating sabotage raids against Alliance supply tankers, boop, pause. HelloFresh has three great plans to choose from. Classic, veggie, and family. And recipes take only around 30 minutes. Recipes like customer favorite Juicy Lucy Burger with tomato onion jam and arugula salad. I mean, come on, yummers. Here's what you do. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code ZYXX30. That's HelloFresh.com, promo code ZYXX30. Do it for the rebellion, and because it's delicious and healthy, Sisu Gundu destroying the Alliance one advertisement at a time! Set it up!
Poof, thank you for understanding that we had to just bring you back to this planet. It wasn't anything personal. You know, it's not you, it's us. It's us and our tiny little ship, and we just couldn't hold all of your 30,000 kids.
Oh, I understand, you know.
Well, if it were up to me, you'd be on the ship for the rest of the missions, you know, for...
Because you have strong feelings for me, our spatial differences.
Totally, that's part of it.
Listen, what we had is over, and I need you to accept it right now, okay?
Okay, yeah.
I have progeny now.
Yeah,
and I need you to not stand between our, our relationship.
I'm broken up about it, but I'm setting you free. You know, if you really
say it.
Yeah, I mean, if you really love someone, you set them free, and that's sort of like
because
the situation.
Because you love me still.
I'm just saying that could
look
be.
Look at you, you're obsessed with me.
Yeah, totally. But anyway, thanks for understanding. I will see you. Maybe later.
Embrace me.
I don't know. Okay, yep. All right.
Goodbye.
Bye, Floof. Bye.
That's not my name.
Bye, Poof. Take care.
I love you.
Okay. Yeah, well, that wasn't so bad, right, guys? Huh? Not too bad? Everybody's safe? We got all the Wiffles off the ship? Everybody's happy? Okay. Well, I will say, even if you're not going to talk to me, you gotta fork over those croons, buds. C-53. Dar. Okay, you know what? You can just tell me. That's fine. But I will say that we figured it out. Everybody's fine. I mean, I guess they're probably on the planet reproducing right now, which is, I mean, kind of not our problem at this point. So, mining rights. Right, guys? Well, you know what? Fine. Keep the money. It doesn't matter. I can sleep better knowing that I was right, and I needed a win. You know, I just needed a win today.
Who had 34 seconds?
Me, I did, I won.
Duh! You are so good at this, Margie.
Yes.
What?
We all put a bet in to see how long it would take you before you realized that the silent treatment was going to crush you from the inside and you would give us back all of our money.
Huh.
And I won.
You won?
Yep.
What'd you win?
Incoming message from Nurbit or Balagor. I get to say that.
Hey, what's up, Nermatork Balorkadork?
Hey, Nerm. We had to do a little detour back to the planet of coal.
Yeah, I heard. And guess what I'm holding in my hand here?
What's that?
Your hand has to be in frame.
Sorry, I'll stand on my desk. All right,
Nermit, that's not anything.
Yeah, exactly. You know what should be in my hand? The mining rights agreement, which has now been canceled.
Why?
Why? Because you returned 30,002 Wiffles to the planet.
Is that a lot?
Apparently, they gave you those Wiffles to get rid of them, and now they've ripped up the mining agreement.
So they hated us.
I mean, they hate you now. They hate the whole Alliance.
Well,
but they hated us before.
Signed the agreement to get the Wiffles off the planet?
This makes so much sense.
Yeah.
They didn't find his joke funny. They were faking it.
This checks out.
Oh, gosh. I've been thinking about that all day.
Yeah. What's the difference between a Tellurian and a Flarn isn't an inherently funny statement.
No, the answer is just a long list of attributes.
Yeah, but some of those attributes are funny.
Ugh.
Well, onwards and upwards, I guess.
Yeah, okay, so we have some other paperwork. We actually have a...
We have another mission?
No, we have, as you may know, a lot of the ambassador teams get lots of mail. I walk by the mail room
mail?
Every day, and there's a lot of mail, and the missions operations manager spend a lot of time reading fan mail to the teams, and...
Well, we haven't received any fan mail.
No, that's what I'm saying. We got our first fan letter. Huh? That's what I'm saying.
What?
Yeah, this came into our crew at mission2zix.space email address.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Email.
Email.
Electronic mail.
No, yeah, I know what email is.
Yeah, we're all familiar.
Yeah, we've been using it for forever.
Yeah, decades at this point.
So this is actually, it's a question.
Count as fan mail.
I think it should.
Fans ask questions.
No, fans make statements.
Yeah, that's true. That's mostly fans write to be right. I like what you do.
So it could be an inquiry from a critic. I don't know.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, so...
I think we should take it.
Okay, yeah, right. No, let's take it.
So here, look, this is to you, C-53. So, dear C-53, why do you address Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, that's me, by his complete title and full name, but only refer to Ambassador Dexeter solely by his title and last name?
You wrote that, didn't you?
No. This is from Benjamin Sin.
The Junior Missions Operations Manager, Nermit Bundeloy, is Benjamin Sin an alias of yours?
No. This is like it's a real letter. They really want to know a pretty boring question.
But do you write books as this Benjamin Sin?
Because I want to read. Sin. I want to read things by Benjamin Sin. It's a pretty sexy nom de plume.
He signed it "All Hail the Federated Alliance," which is good because if you don't put that in there, I don't think they get it.
I think they burn your letters.
They burn it right up.
Well, that's a question with a very simple answer, Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy.
/ Benjamin Sin.
No.
How can you remember Nermit's fake name, but you don't know his real name?
That is a really good question. C-53, you were explaining?
Yes, I'm happy to refer to Ambassador Dexeter by a shortened form of address because we are on the same level in terms of the Federated Alliance hierarchy. However, Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy, you reside one rank above me. Therefore, it is only proper that I refer to you both with complete title and name address.
Oh, I like that.
Okay, so say that all again. I'm going to write it down.
No,
for Benjamin Sin.
Yeah, it's probably fine.
I am transcribing what I said now.
Okay.
And sending it out.
Great. I mean, I don't like to feel that I'm above you, so, I feel like you should just take the junior out.
We could maybe call you just Junior.
No.
Or I am allowed to shorten to the preferred nomenclature of J-Mom.
No.
If that is preferable.
No.
I'll remember J-Mom.
No.
I'll remember J-Mom.
I bet we're gonna have to beef up the servers now.
What do you mean?
The email that's going to be rolling in. I think that is perhaps an optimistic view of how much email we will receive.
Well, now that we got one.
I mean, one first and then more. So.
I just sent an email.
Who'd you send an email to?
I sent it to the.
It came in.
There it is.
It came in. All right, let me read this. Nope, not gonna read. Bargy, that is disgusting.
Bargy.
What?
She just used asterisks to make a butt.
Wait. Multiple asterisks?
She's like drawing with asterisks and making a Tellurian butt.
I can imagine using that one asterisk to make a butt.
Well, you can't make an entire Tellurian butt with one asterisk.
He means the hole.
Well, sure, the hole, but the hole is not the butt.
That's fair point.
The whole butt contains the butthole. But the butthole is not the whole butt.
IT5 credits and attributions droid commencing outro protocol. Ambassador Plek Dexeter was played by Alden Ford. C-53 was played by Jeremy Bent. Security Officer Dar was played by Ali Kokesh. Bargy the Ship was played by Mujan Zalfagari. Junior Missions Operations Manager Nermit Bundeloy was played by Seth Lind. Fluff the Wiffle was played by Winston Knoll. Poof the Wiffle was played by special guest Lorraine Sink. Lorraine is a professional geek, writer, and host of Flip, the big Marvel show, and the Marvel Minute every week on Marvel.com. Or see her perform live in NYC every Tuesday with Honeymoon at the Magnet Theater, or Wednesdays with Hero Complex at the Pit in NYC. Follow her on Twitter at Lorraine Sink. Mission to Six is recorded at Bronze Studios in Greenpoint, Brooklyn by engineer Shane O'Connell. This episode edited by Seth Lind, with sound design and mix by Shane O'Connell. Music by Brendan Ryan. Opening crawl narration by Jeremy Crutchley, also known as The Better Jeremy. Ship design for the Bargerian Jade by Eric Goyce. Mission to Six is brought to this galaxy by Audioboom. Thanks, Audioboom. Don't forget to check out our website at missiontozix.space, where you can contact the crew, buy delicious merchandise, and get info about our upcoming live performances.
Oh, I love the king. I want to be like the king. It's like, what, oh, get over yourself.
What's wrong with me? I'm just trying to find a hot pink that will take care of me.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait. No.
Hold on a second.
What's your name again?
Fluff.
Wait, Fluff.
What?
Come on.
What? I just want a hot, shapely, like just a super round pink. Like, yeah, no, like so round. It's
you know
just
what?
So
a lot of ovals are fine.
No, but see what I want. You're cool and everything, but I want I want a pink that's like
cute.
Yes, please. Yep, you have
like,
to.
Like perfect.
Do it.
I want a pink that's like, you know, like perfect.
Okay. Do it.
No one look at him.
Okay. You know, I want a pink that's like perfectly round, you know?